Hi, I'd like to welcome you to the webinar on accelerating Azure consumption with Barracuda Security Solutions. My name is Mike Romans. I'm the country manager for Australia and New Zealand for Barracuda Networks. Let me get started by telling you a little bit about our company. We've been around now for about 13 years. We're publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange. We've got about a $1 billion market cap, and we've got over 180,000 customers worldwide. We specialize in security solutions as well as data protection solutions. If I break those down into specific areas, we focus on cloud security, and today's presentation will be talking about our cloud security solutions on Azure. We also focus on enhancing and complementing the Microsoft Office 365 platform. We do this through SaaS-based licensing solutions that add granularity and capabilities to your email security, sandboxing in the cloud, continuity of emails, email archiving, as well as backup for Exchange Online, OneDrive, and SharePoint environments. We also focus on data protection solutions for backing up and archiving of information in a hybrid infrastructure, regardless as to whether or not it's based in the cloud, public cloud, private cloud, on-premises, physical appliances, virtual appliances. We focus on centralized management of the backing up and archiving of information. And then lastly, we have a portfolio of additional products that provide layered security and layered data protection solutions for organizations. Things that would include web security, various firewall security, load balancers, SSL VPN security, CUDA Sign, which is an electronic document signature software as well. So for the focus of today's presentation, let's talk a little bit more about our security solution offerings with inside of Azure. Barracuda has been working with Microsoft really since the inception of Azure. We are now Microsoft's go-to partner when it comes to cloud-based security. As a result of what our development teams have been working on in conjunction, we were around before the gallery was even around when we were spinning up virtual appliances. You'll see a lot of firsts on this list, and you'll see a lot of firsts in part and parcel because of the amount of time we've been working together and the closeness of our development and the fact that we're able to leverage the new features and functionality right from day one when they're introduced to the public. So you'll see that we were the first security vendor commercially enabled with inside the marketplace, the first certified appliance, we're the first vendor to provide additional enhancements to the Express Route, once again, the first infrastructure vendor to integrate with Azure AD, the first to support the app service environment. And because of all these things and the longevity of the relationship, you'll notice that we are actually your number one ISV partner inside of the Azure platform. Let me focus on two of our key products when it comes to the security solutions. The first product I'd like to talk a little bit about is the Web Application Firewall. Very simply, some of the use cases we see around the Web Application Firewall are securing web applications that are hosted on the Azure environment. If you have an application that happens to be public facing and you have sensitive information that application hosts, you want to make sure it's protected from hackers that want to steal that information. That's the job of the Web Application Firewall. The Web Application Firewall will also sit in front of an application where it's taking advantage of the elasticity of the cloud. So for example, if you have some sort of an application that happens to scale up and scale down with usage, the Web Application Firewall will in conjunction and automatically scale up and scale down with that application to make sure that you're always protected regardless as to how many connections are being made into that backend application. And then another key use point that we see are a lot of the customers are looking to move their SharePoint information into Microsoft Azure. You know, when customers are utilizing SharePoint, a lot of those SharePoint environments do have critical and sensitive information, and they need to make sure that that information is secure, once again, from hackers trying to get to that data. So in that use case as well, they would put a Barracuda web application firewall in front of that SharePoint application to make sure that it's secure. The second solution I'd like to talk about is the Barracuda Next Generation Firewall. This is a Layer 7 application-aware next-generation firewall. And really what that means is that this firewall can see traffic all the way down and isolate it based on a particular application. So some of the key use cases we see here is when a customer is looking to set up an architecture inside of the Azure environment for their applications. A couple of different ways they do it are really looking at a multi-tier network architecture. They could be putting multi-tiers across a single VNet, or they could be using a number of VNets to host the multi-tiers themselves. So typically the way a developer would architect this is they would have possibly one VNet for the front end of their application. They'd have another VNet for the application itself. There might be another VNet for the database that is being pulled into that application. For security reasons, developers like to keep these separately so that they can monitor the traffic that's going in between these different tiers or virtual networks. In order to monitor the traffic and limit which traffic goes where, you need a Barracuda Next Generation Firewall inside of Azure, which is going to, once again, allow a developer to decide what traffic's capable of going in between which VNets. It's also going to give them visibility on the traffic that's transversing in between those different VNets as well. So really, in a nutshell, it allows them to secure that network architecture that they're developing and get visibility into that architecture as well and what's happening with the traffic as it transverses between those VNets. Another use case would be if you want to send information into Azure. So imagine that you're working on-prem in your office, and you want to connect into your Azure. So in that connection, when you want to send information to Azure or receive information back from Azure, you need to make sure that that information is secure as you're sending it across the internet. And whether it's, you know, a connection that you're using or whether it's an ISP where you've got a specific express route connection set up, you want to make sure that that route is going to be secure. You're going to be able to encrypt that traffic as you send things into Azure and out of Azure back to your on-premise as well. And then the last thing is, you want to make sure that you have quality of service for your applications that are running inside of Azure. So a great example is Office 365. If you have a bunch of users utilizing Office 365 from a SaaS-based licensing solution, you need to make sure that you have enough bandwidth to give everybody a good quality of service. So with the next generation firewall, what you're able to do is you're able to provision a certain percentage of the bandwidth for a specific application. So as an example, of my available bandwidth, I would like to provision 20% to work with Office 365. So that's gonna make sure that I have enough bandwidth for all my users. It's gonna make sure that my users have a good quality of service and that they're able to utilize the application in real time. Now, we've noticed a couple of things as we've been on this journey, I'll call it, with Microsoft and with inside of Azure. So as I was saying before, you know, we've been working with you guys for a while, from when we had to stand up VMs before the gallery, the image gallery, and then we were working with you guys within the image gallery, and then once again, as it's changed to the Azure Marketplace. So we've noticed a couple of things. As we've continued to progress from, you know, before the gallery all the way into the marketplace, we've actually been able to utilize a lot of the APIs and callouts and integration with the marketplace and reduce the complexity for a customer to spin up, you know, one of these security solutions with inside of Azure. So that complexity has come down by about 80 to 90%. At the same time, you know, as you would have noticed as well, the cloud has really been exploding, and we've been seeing about a 450% growth year over year with our security solutions with inside of the cloud. And one of the things we've done to make sure that we're leveraging and taking advantage of this growth, but more importantly, being able to transact at a quicker pace, is we've created a Barracuda Cloud Security team. And a great way to think about this is it's a team that would almost mirror what the Microsoft CSA team is doing as well. So we've created a dedicated team to work with our Microsoft partners, our reseller partners, and our customers to make sure that we can basically spin up a VM, implement the security solutions, and run a proof of concept as quickly as possible. So with these things in place, with the reduction in complexity of spinning up, an image, and with this overlaid cloud security team, what we've noticed is about a 30% reduction in time from the initial proof of concept trial to the time where they purchase. We've also noted that because we've created this team of experts, that there's been a reduction in pre-sales resources required at the partner level. All of these things have led us to an increased win rate for each opportunity that comes into our pipeline. And it's also been able to increase the number of qualified opportunities by up to 300%. So when we talk about velocity and we talk about driving consumption, really, we think about putting the right pieces in place to make sure that we can support and drive that consumption in combination with Microsoft. So when you take a look at, what our security solutions are doing, they're actually critical for consumption. All of our VMs are deployed from within inside the marketplace. So whether they're per hour or whether they're bring your own license, they'll get a security code and they launch it and deploy it from within the Microsoft Marketplace. These workloads are critical. The security devices are up and running 24 by 7 by 365. So they're always on. Because of this, they're driving huge consumption with inside of Azure. The infrastructure deployed behind the Barracuda security solutions tend to average in the range of 30,000 to 80,000 of hours of consumption per month. We've noticed that in early days, it was all of the enterprise customers looking to move applications and workloads across into the environment. And what we're starting to see now is kind of what I would call the next wave, where we're starting to see a lot of the mid-market customers taking a look at the Azure environments as well to really drive their workloads. So some of the customers around the region in APAC, Digicel, The Star and Line, Garuda Airlines, Debit Success, World Vision, AGL Energy, Bupa Healthcare. In fact, let's talk a little bit about Bupa Healthcare. So Bupa was one of the earlier movers into Azure. This particular division of Bupa was over in the United Kingdom. So one of the Microsoft CSAs brought the opportunity to us back in September of 2014. And really what we noticed as kind of a timeline is it took us 2 months to win that. So from the trial and the proof of concept to the time where they purchased was a 2-month time period, which was great. So they were able to move one of their workloads into Azure. But what we tend to see is once that happens, we kind of call it land and expand. So once that initial workload has been moved into Azure and the security solutions have been all set up, that they tend to look at moving additional workloads relatively quickly after that kind of initial one. So in the next 6 months after that win, this customer moved 4 additional workloads and expanded the initial workload that they had moved with that first project. So really what we saw here is, once again, each workload resulted in about 30,000 to 60,000 hours of Azure consumption per month. Now, I'd like to take a look at simplifying things and looking at what are the qualifying questions that you would need to ask one of your customers to know if the Barracuda security solutions would be a good fit or if they're going to remove any of the barriers that the customer has to moving workloads into Azure. So the first one would be, hey, is your security or compliance team blocking the deployment of any specific workload because they require some sort of additional security functionality? If the answer is yes, we should really get Barracuda engaged early on to make sure that we can take that off the table. The second one is, are they looking to move a data center or a set of cloud, a set of servers into the cloud? And do those require critical security? The third one is, are they looking to migrate production applications to the cloud? You know, SharePoint farms, bespoke applications, anything that would be public facing to the internet that has critical or sensitive information. If they're looking to migrate that stuff to the cloud, they're going to want to make sure that that's protected with a web application firewall. And the last one is, are they utilizing a hybrid scenario where they're using ExpressRoute? You know, ExpressRoute really is a connection from an ISP, but it's not a secure connection. So typically a security team will want to make sure that that connection is secured and that they can encrypt the traffic and monitor the traffic in between their on-premise equipment and inside of the Azure platform. So they're going to want to be taking a look at the functionality of the next generation firewall. So really all of these questions come down to, do they need additional layers of security either to send information into or out of Azure, or do they have applications with critical or sensitive information that they need to make sure that they're secure as well? That's really where Barracuda comes in. So a couple of resources that can help you out. We have a landing page on our homepage. So if you go to www.barracuda.com/Azure, you'll see a lot of information. You'll see customer testimonials. You'll see how-to demonstrations. You'll see a lot of white papers. So there's a lot of information on here where you could point a customer to if they're in the early stages of trying to understand the security needs and what they need to do with the product. You could point them here, give them a little bit more information, and you know, obviously follow up with them from there. You know, how to buy Barracuda, or what I would say is how to spin up a proof of concept with Barracuda. There are a couple of ways for you to engage with our organization. If you're using the new MSX platform, you're able to enter a lead into that MSX platform, and that lead will automatically be sent to our cloud services team. From that point, our cloud services team will get in contact with you and ask you specific questions about the opportunity. You know, they'll ask you about the customer, what they're trying to accomplish, what workloads are being moved in. They'll help you qualify the customer. They will actually hop on a conference call or a WebEx, go to meeting call or something like that with that customer as well, with yourselves, and really qualify the customer, make sure they understand the need and the business case, and then work with you and work with the customer to help them get the 30-day eval proof of concept spun up. They'll get it working and start setting up some security solutions and really help the customer test the technology so that once again we can shorten this time frame of when they're trialing the Azure and when they're moving their first Azure workload. Now, if for some reason you're not on this MSX platform, the other way of contacting our team is send an email to azure_barracuda.com. Once again, that email alias goes to our cloud team. Somebody from the cloud team will get back in contact with yourself and make sure that once again, they can help you walk through that opportunity to the point of proof of concept to closing it out and moving the first workloads. So I hope that's helped you understand a little bit more about the Barracuda security solutions, where we fit in to driving you know, the usage and the consumption of Azure. And really, you know, what we're seeing out there in the environment is anybody that's looking to move sensitive information, anybody that's looking to move these workloads, or anybody that needs to have security and encryption in between their on-prem environment and Azure really needs some sort of a Barracuda security solution offering to make sure that that information is protected and secure. So thank you again.